got so loud.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
In the upset of the century,
this is awesome.
Tonight's NBA referees do not include Scott Foster. They are John Goble, Zach Zarba. There's a couple of recognizable names. And Mark Davis, who I don't think anyone's had any problems with over the years. Yep. He's not a name you instantly recognize.
Sweep him, get him out of here. Sweep him, get him out of here, get him the
Boston. Maybe he's a fixer in training.
Sweet. I just can't help but think of the owner of the Raiders when you say Mark Davis.
Oh, that's true. I wasn't thinking that because I'm looking at a picture of Mark Davis. That being Mark Davis, the referee, NBA official tonight. Warriors Cavs, 9 p.m. tip.
Blah, blah, blah.
Stephen A. Smith was live on the set in Cleveland today on First Take, and Stephen A. Smith said that the Celtics are in the mix.
Right.
However, you have shown great resistance to this
idea. I've shown
idea,
resistance.
Artie.
Jim has shown resistance.
Jim
but
has
Jim has a scenario in which he could stomach. And by the way, thoughts and prayers. Hope you're not dying of
speaking of his stomach. Yes,
appendicitis.
You're feeling better today.
Rushed to the hospital yesterday. And then
with
he's
appendicitis.
Out of coaching a Little League last night. So I don't know how that worked. But congratulations on overcoming your miraculous life-threatening illness that forced you out of work yesterday into the hospital yesterday,
yeah.
Jim. So... what is
I've already talked myself out of it.
What is
Zogo, with that scenario?
No, in the last three minutes, you can't tease us like that.
You talked yourself out of it.
You can't make me wait for the break like
What's the scenario where you could...
We got you. We hooked you in 45 minutes. What do you got?
Keep your lunch down and still have LeBron James playing for the Celtics.
So Zogo just said if he goes to Danny and Brad, like, I love you guys, what you do so much. I'm going to sign here for the mid-level exception. Minimum deal. So you don't have to get rid of anybody.
Wouldn't that be
you
a sign? Wouldn't that be a show of faith?
Love
show
him.
Of faith
yes.
to Boston.
You'd love
so,
him
so
more.
So that would be a scenario where, like, all right, well,
no mercenary.
So you would
this
be
is
okay.
part of the build.
You would be okay with bringing LeBron James onto the team
yes.
with Kyrie Irving still on it.
Hey, if they can figure it out, that's on them.
I don't think it's open to Kyrie and LeBron figuring it out. If they
you're
could
coming
figure
around,
it
guys.
Out. They would have figured it out last year.
Yeah, I agree. So that's why I'm talking myself out of it already.
All right, we got Jim in. All right, we just need to get Hardy in by the end of the show.
He's not in. He's already
he's
out.
He's in.
All these fans that are coming up saying, oh, yeah, just take LeBron. You're going to trade these two guys for
Hardy.
A guy from Texas you've never seen
he's
play.
He's the anti
he's got a good
Revis.
Wingspan.
Distance.
Get a bunch of role players and
How
shooters and just have LeBron take
Revis,
over.
Revis wanted to come here and win a championship, but he still wanted to get paid.
You might as well just trade, you might as well just
the
trade
the
Brad Stevens. Just
and
get rid of Brad Stevens. Trade him to another team because
relax.
He's not going to be useful.
You don't
relax.
Think, so hold on, though, but
relax,
if LeBron
Bob.
Said he wants to go to Boston, don't you think he's considered the Brad Stevens element?
Yes.
I mean, he's talked to Brad Stevens many times. There was the All-Star game last year.
Did he look drained on that bench the other night when he found out that he had a timeout
LeBron
in his pocket?
LeBron, he's been very complimentary on LeBron.
I am emotionally drained by my coaches.
And when it comes to...
Yeah, well, he should have known there was a timeout also.
I think he's emotionally drained by having to carry that entire team. But when you're talking about
why?
Kyrie...
Why? No. Go back to why. Go to the why of that.
Yeah, no, he's the root of the cause. I'm not saying he's
so
not.
So why wouldn't he be the root of the cause here? He's been the root of the cause everywhere. He's had to carry teams because he doesn't like playing with good players.
He liked it in Miami. They won in Miami.
They're in the college years, the four-year college break he took?
And he went to college, matured, before going back to Cleveland and giving them what he promised them, which was a championship, and he delivered.
Rock and roll time.
He delivered. As it gets to Kyrie and LeBron, as they say, you know, distance makes the heart grow fonder, so.
We haven't had many green teamers call and saying they love the build. We haven't had many, Beetle. We have any calls on this? People want LeBron
front
here.
Runners.
What? Oh, your green team friends are front runners now, Bob.
There is an element that Hardy does hit on about the way we've started to think as a sports city. There is a constant need.
Welcome to Winterland.
To win.
Yeah.
It is. Yes. It is. It will. This era of
the Bruins
this
are
golden
building.
Age, this golden age of Boston sports that has been going on for a decade and a half, is going to screw us up as sports fans for generations.
Yeah, our kids are messed up.
It is going to mess with people for many, many years to come.
My kid went to school the other day. He didn't know what jersey to wear. Should I wear the Edelman one? Should I wear Gronkowski? Should I wear the Brady one? Yeah, he's got a Celtic one. He didn't know what to do. He's got Bergeron. All these guys have won championships. Championship row jerseys in his closet.
Jack is in the car. Hey, Jack.
Afternoon, boys.
Oh. Go ahead. Matt's in the car. Matt, try you.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, we'll move on. Bobby is in Brighton. Bobby.
What's going on, boys? I haven't called in a long time. The show is very exciting today. I love it.
What up, B?
Guys, let's be serious. Are you guys really believe LeBron is coming?
No.
I don't.
Honestly, guys, this is how I think. This guy is so fed up in Cleveland. You can tell. I'm not even sure if Dan Gilbert even wants the guy there. But the guy's good.
Oh, yes, he does. You don't. Hey,
Neil Ticket.
There is nothing
Neil Ticket.
Dan Gilbert wants more than LeBron to be there. You understand the kind of money that Dan Gilbert loses on the valuation of his franchise if LeBron's not there?
If GM
don't get foolish.
If GM LeBron wants to come to Boston, you make whatever move and you get him to Boston. This is just what I think. But I think we need to talk about something more realistic here. I think Danny Ainge is more moving for that Dallas pick and Bamba more than LeBron. Because let's be real, LeBron is staying in Cleveland or going to.
Oh, this Bamba thing is starting to drive me crazy, too.
Yeah,
I've had enough of it. It's been a week now.
Yep.
It's been a week since that rumor came out. It was one report that was knocked down by one of the local guys. What, are we going to become obsessed with Mo Bamba now? I don't get that. I don't get the obsession. I don't know.
It's a big. We don't have a big.
Yeah, I get it.
People want a big. You can't get Anthony Davis.
It's not like he's the best player
draft somebody.
It's not, you know what I mean? It's just, I don't know.
You don't have Embiid.
Yeah. Brian's in New Hampshire.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys. First time caller, long time listener. Sup, Zoe?
What's up? How's New Hampshire?
It's not forced at all.
New Hampshire, it's nice. It's not too hot. It's
sweet.
I like it.
That's north of us, right?
Oh,
exactly. So I served with a lot of LeBron fans in the military, 50-plus, and they all hate the Celtics. So this morning when I heard the news, I was a little like, I don't want that. You know, I like the team we have. But at the same point, I'd love to see the LeBron fans hiss. Hashtag bring the king to Boston.
Woo! Wow. And he dropped the hashtag, too.
Hashtag.
Bring the king to Boston. Make Boston his kingdom with a hashtag.
How much would
hashtag NBA?
How much tickets? Would
player take? First facts number one.
Tickets would be hashtag. So expensive.
Yeah, they would. Bob is in Merrimack. Bob,
he'd come to Patriot games.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
How you doing?
I'm doing really good. Listen, I agree with the build. I agree with Heidi and Jim. I think we should stay with the build. I don't want LeBron. He's only going to destroy the team. I believe in what Danny's doing and what the Celtics are doing, and I want him to keep going the way they are. And let's give Kyrie.
I have a question, though, Bobby. How has LeBron destroyed any team that he's been on in the last 10 years?
Listen, any guy who takes off his shirt in a playoff game, he quits on his team because he didn't get his way.
Yeah, Paul Pierce did.
To go in Boston. You know what? All I know is this. I think the Celtics have done it the right way. Built in the draft. They got some good players. Let's go what we got. I got a feeling we can win the whole championship with that team.
Okay.
All right.
We didn't have many of those today.
We've had a few.
They've been few.
We've had a few. Coming up next, we should have some tweets rolling in from minicamp. We got them. They're in.
Got them?
Tweets from minicamp. The
Excellent.
Latest on the Patriots who are on the field in Foxborough today. We'll get that next.
Nice.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
/119. Zolak and Bertrand.
Zolak and Bertrand and Hardy on LeBron Radio.
Yep.
Doing a lot of talk on LeBron James Stephen A. Smith's comments.
We're all set with that for a few minutes.
WLBJ?
LBJ Radio.
Can we rebrand as LeBron
LBJ.
Radio for like a day? Just as a day. As a gimmick, as a stunt.
LBJ, we could do LBJ Day.
98.5 LBJ.
98.
He just did LeBron James.
98.5 LeBron James.
Even better. That's better.
Yeah. A lot of possibilities.
98.5 the LeBron.
So we have tweets from Minicamp? I mean, yeah, we got them, right?
They're in.
Ready to go?
They have been put forth.
Let's get some tweets.
Hey.
Tweets from Minicamp.
Absent players from day two of Minicamp. This tweet from Doug Kide of Nesson. Wide receiver Malcolm Mitchell. That's starting to worry people yet or what?
What is going on there?
I hope it's worrying somebody. It worries me.
It worries me badly.
I love the player when he's healthy. I do. I like him a lot.
He had such a good rookie year. He really did.
It just feels like there's like something.
It's almost like they finally nailed him back. You know, they haven't been able to draft a wide receiver since, what, Deion Branch? I mean, come on. Go back to all the way then. I mean,
calling him Malcolm Dobson?
Ooh, no.
No, he doesn't deserve that.
He doesn't deserve that at all. This
kid made plays.
He made plays in
spots.
The biggest game of the year in the Super Bowl. Well, that's not my
phone. What the hell is going on?
Whose phone is that?
I don't have. What are you looking? He's got that smile. That's your phone.
That's your phone.
I don't have that.
Unbelievable, Hardy.
I would never put that ring on my phone.
Like what was that? Just Tinkerbell
what,
checking
what the fairies
in?
Arrived? The fairies
what
have
the
landed?
Hell? Okay. That is one of the absences. David Jones, Brandon Bolden, Joe Tooney, and Kenny Britt.
Now, Kenny Britt supposedly just briefly, mildly tweaked his hamstring. Shouldn't be a long-term thing. Slammed his helmet, left practice yesterday. I mean, you say,
where are you
hearing
the mild part?
I think Mike Reese said that. Or maybe he didn't. I talked. Never mind.
I didn't see the mild part anywhere.
Yeah,
I just saw hamstring.
Anywhere.
Looked bad.
I didn't talk to anybody.
Doug Kite also had this. Brady was 8 of 14 in 11 on 11s.
Ooh, down from
17
yesterday.
Of 25 on the day. Hoyer, 5 of 8 with a pick in 11s. 10 of 16 overall.
Mm. Sounds like the quarterbacks had a rougher day today than yesterday.
PBUs, pass breakups. Duke Dawson, J.C. Jackson, Stephon Gilmore, Dante Hightower, Patrick Chung, Daron Harmon, Ryan Lewis. That's a lot of guys.
The guy from Macklemore?
And the one with a pick was Richards.
Thrift shop.
Doug Kite also put that Patriots tight end Jacob Hollister is hashtag catching everything in minicamp.
Little pop some tags.
$20
in my pocket.
Zach Cox of Nesson said after Rob Gronkowski caught a touchdown pass over Patrick Chung, he turned around, fired the ball up into a tree. His celebration game is in midseason.
Okay, so
form.
That's two straight days of Gronk doing the dancing and the gyrating and the pointing and the talking smack. This happened last real camp where that started. And Bill put an end to it real quick. Is this part of the fun where he's going to allow Rob to have some fun doing this? Has this Bill bending a little bit? 2 days in a row?
I don't know.
Didn't seem like Rob got his ass handed to him last night, like some people thought, maybe.
Do you care to know the set list?
Oh, yes!
AC/DC's For Those About to Rock.
We salute you.
Ozzy's Crazy Train.
Oh, that gets you going.
Aerosmith's Sweet Emotion.
Oh, another cheesy
John Bon
song.
Jovi, Living on a Prayer. Oh. And John Bon Jovi, Wanted Dead or Alive.
Because you're a cowboy. Like, if you had a horse, what kind would you get? I'd get a still horse. Even though the Gronkowski horse is up and running now, I guess.
Well, Gronk likes to ride things.
You know that, Reese. Poor Reese.
Ben Volen says that day two of the minicamps with it in the books, Julian Edelman did competitive 11-on-11 drills for the first time this spring, and he had a nice spring in his step.
That's good news.
It's good news. Looking good. Looking
real, real
fast.
Real-time stuff.
Looking like he's got the ability to cut the same, run the same, be the same guy.
Pliable.
Patriots tried to simulate a game atmosphere today, writes Zach Cox, with refs on hand and music blaring in the 11-on-11s. And Ben Volen pointed out the fun by Gronk as well, saying he high-stepped into the end zone, was talking trash, flipping footballs into the stands.
Interesting, too, for the quarterbacks there. I don't know how much Etling got, if the Etling numbers are out, but you're trying to simulate road noise, get the refs out there, and see if these guys can operate with signals, which would, I don't want to say put Brady behind the eight ball, but, wow, quickly you're going to go to the noise thing?
Mike Reese had this, that Dante Scarnecchia was furious in run game work, pulling left tackle Trent Brown and left guard Isaiah Wynn for a missed assignment. Them have it, then has them sit. Pulled him out, ripped into him, sat him down.
So the first-round rookie and your newly acquired left tackle from San Francisco, you took and you made an example of. It's good. Scar. Goodbye, Scar. Got to get that right. They got to be better in the run game, man. Got to be better.
Mark Daniel says the defense much more competitive today.
Good for them. Good for you.
Gilmore and Hightower stood out as some of the guys who had good days. Mike Giardi said Tom Brady was decidedly not nearly as sharp today. Struggled in a couple of 11-on-11s, getting nearly picked off by Trey Flowers early and later Daron Harmon.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Duffy says heavy emphasis today on kickoffs and kick returns.
Ooh, special teams.
A lot of coaches involved in different aspects of the operation. Joe Judge, Brett Bielema.
What is his role? What is he going to do?
Jim, say it for
Brett
me again.
Brett Bielema.
I can never say it right.
Brett Bielema. Bielema.
Bielema. There we go.
Bielema.
I always want to say Bielema. Bielema. Who they love down in Arkansas.
Yeah.
They love him. Ernie Adams observing. Hands on the knees.
Hands on
sure.
knees, I'm sure. When the snap happened, he stands upright, arms crossed. Prior to snap, hands go to knees, and he squats.
Well, didn't we read something last week that Ernie Adams was having like a coaching moment with some players?
I'm sure he was.
Hands Jim, on. Didn't we? We had an item. I forget where it was from.
I think it was Hoyer and Etling.
Wow.
Or no. It was. Was it just Etling? It might have been just Etling.
Interesting.
Yeah, Ernie coaching up the rookie quarterback.
Can you imagine being a rookie is coming in, seeing this guy with the long mustache, his mouth doesn't move. You never see his mouth open. And always moving in a mouth, moving in a mustache. Like, who is this freak?
As we just mentioned a moment ago, Mark Daniels pointed out that Gilmore and Hightower stood out. Jeff Howe wrote that Stephon Gilmore might have been the best player on the field today, targeted twice by Brady with a breakup on a slant to Hogan and an incompletion in the end zone to Jordan Matthews.
I told you this a while ago, about a month ago. I did an event with McCourty, and he told me some stuff about Gilmore. And it's like, wait until you see him with another year in him. I know you guys were on him last year, but there's a different comfort level with him and understanding. He's a year into it. He said he's going to have a massive, massive year. Harmon doubled down on that the other night when I talked to him. And supposedly he's having a really, really good spring session.
All right, we're going to get back to your calls on LeBron and the news today from Stephen A. Smith that he will have a conversation with the Celtics this offseason. Chad Finn of the Globe. He wrote, of course Ainge would talk to LeBron if given the opportunity. At the very least, it's due diligence. And then he had this item. This is the important part. And remember, Stephen A. was right about LeBron and Bosch joining Wade in Miami. I don't remember that. I'm going to say the media guy at the Globe has a better recollection of these types of things, keeping score of those items. But he says that Stephen A. was the first to say that LeBron and Bosch were going to go to Miami. So that would indicate that he's got good sources on the matter, and he's sort of plugged in. Not that we didn't think he was already. Pretty high-profile guy, one of the most high-profile reporters in all of sports, and certainly his focus is the NBA. So, pretty good. Take that for what
so
it is worth.
So if he's right, they're going to talk. The report is that they're going to talk.
Yeah. He's right that there will be a conversation. Yeah, he's not predicting that he's coming here. I mean, even that part of it, Jim, isn't that sort of a surprising development? Even if they
sit I'm the Celtics, I don't talk to him.
You don't want to be teased
you don't
by want to,
you won't even take the call.
Don't it's unbelievable.
Seriously. No, why?
Don't take it.
Are you going to go through the hassle of trying to figure this out, how we're going to make this work
okay,
and all this stuff?
If you're Danny Ainge, you don't take that call, are you doing your job properly?
Nope.
No, you're not.
Nope.
No, due diligence is part of your job.
Because Danny would do whatever it takes to make this team better, like Belichick.
Even if you have no interest in signing him, you take the call, you sit him down and say, what the hell is this guy up to?
Do you lose Kyrie if you take the call?
No, I don't think so.
I think you might.
Well, that's
not
Kyrie's
if you're very
problem.
Clear with Kyrie about your intentions. I don't think you're going to lose him over taking a phone call. Plus, you don't have to publicize your phone call.
Yeah, it's not full court
nobody's
press.
Nobody's going to let that out. It's the NBA.
Yeah, no, I know.
Thank God. I mean, I really thought Durant was coming here once they rolled Kelly Olynyk out down in the Hamptons. You know, with him walking down that pier. That was something.
We've got...
Like, what's Rocky Dennis doing?
I think we've got a lot of people that are now coming out of the woodwork to say they are with Jim and Hardy.
Who are they?
And that they are against the law.
Who are they?
Billy and Waltham. First up, Billy, go.
Good.
Hey, how's it going,
hey,
guys?
Billy.
Real quick, I think that, first I want to say that the win now thing, I don't think it's just a Boston thing. I think it might be a little bit of a product of this generation, like the internet and having like access to things at the instant act. You know
I like
I mean?
The internet. Yeah, but no one's won as much as Boston in the last 15 years.
We win here.
Yeah, no, I agree that's part of it. I just think.
Okay, I got to tell you what, Billy, I got to let you go. We're going to get to headlines with Hardy. There's a chance that Tom Brady is going to speak in Foxborough in a couple of minutes.
Okay, so we're going to be ready for
it. So we're going to be ready for that if that happens. So let's get to the headlines. Okay. If Brady speaks, we'll have it for you live.
Sports Hub headlines.
All right, we'll make this quick. The Red Sox and Tigers will go at it again tonight after the Sox got the 6-0 win last night. Steven Wright was on the mound. He went 7 innings in his start. Tonight it'll be Eduardo Rodriguez getting his chance. He's trying to improve on his already impressive 6-1 record on the year. For the Cleveland Cavaliers, they need a win tonight to avoid going down 3-0 in the best of 7 NBA Finals against the Golden State Warriors. They'll tip off just after 9 o'clock for Game 3 of their best of 7. Stanley Cup Final resumes tomorrow night. It'll be in Las Vegas for Game 5. The Capitals have a 3-1 series lead. And mandatory minicamp continues in Foxborough. More on that coming up in the form of tweets and maybe even Tom Brady speaking live. If it happens, we'll bring it to you live right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Headlines are brought to you by Hooters, where the food is hot, the beer is cold, and again, Saugus, Natick, Dedham, and West Springfield. Hooters makes you happy. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
What's going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey!
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're down the top. Crank up the beats, boys, baby. Don't let the music stop. We go ride it till we just can't ride it no more. From the side, baby, to the valley. From the west side to the east side. Everybody.
What's the point of this?
What is this? Are these sucky Cleveland songs?
It's like another perfect day.
Gotta wait for it. Yeah.
I love LA.
Loves LA.
I love it.
No. Big Lead has this. Report. 4 entertainment industry sources say LeBron James is going to the Lakers. Pete Zayas from Lakers Film Room, whose credentials have been tweeted out on the main Lakers account, said on Under the Bus, that's B-U-S-S, Under the Bus podcast, he was told by 4 sources LeBron James is going to be a Laker this summer. Quote, I have had 4 different sources in the entertainment industry. None of them have been basketball people. LeBron is coming to the Lakers with Paul George, and he has had to put X, Y, and Z in motion from a marketing standpoint. I don't know who this guy is. I don't know who his sources are. There's going to be a conversation with the Celtics, and that's what I'm focused on. I'm choosing to focus on that right now. So here's what's up with Brady, by
perfect.
The way.
The story comes out during the middle of our show, and then right before Felger and Maz, it's the first refuted story.
But I don't know that. I mean, nobody said Durant was going to the Warriors. Nobody thought he was going to go there. And he ends up going there.
So Tom Brady left the field down in Foxborough. Our ground sources, some of our ground sources indicated there was a chance he would come back and speak. I don't think that's happening. I really don't. I think tomorrow's the day. I think we're actually going to hear from him this week. What do you think?
I hope so, because I think Gronkowski was pretty forthright and open. Belichick spoke, Gronkowski spoke. I think it'd be nice if Brady spoke this week. I really do.
I think we might get that tomorrow.
Even if it's out of the norm and he hasn't done it in past years, I still think it'd be nice.
We've got a monitor up behind us with a direct connection to what's happening there. So if that camera all of a sudden pops on, it's because Brady came back out to talk. I don't think that's going to happen.
Is this overtime, like if he talks?
No.
Oh.
Nope, Felger Mass starts at 2 p.m.
No, I know that, but like, hey, we're on TV. Put us on TV live.
They can get Brady on TV with or without us.
That's funny, huh, Tom?
How do you even know that he was laughing at you?
I heard him. Yeah, I know he's laughing.
You don't know he's laughing. You have no idea. Dylan and Braintree. Go ahead, Dylan.
Hey, I want to...
Hey!
So, what happened to with all the competitiveness that we used to want with, like, beating L.A.? We used to be all about that here. Like,
that is up there as one of the worst calls this show has ever had. Dylan and Braintree, well, put that one in the hall of shame.
Well, he thinks it's funny. He's just in there laughing. Call screener. Did you put him through the ringer?
Remember, like, beat L.A.?
Yeah.
Yeah, it started.
I'm talking about T-shirts.
It started in 1982.
Right. Yeah. That wasn't a 10-year-ago thing. Just tried to revisit the Celtic-Laker rivalry. And no. Yeah. Hey, what happened to Competitiveness.
Competitive. Beat the league.
Want to beat them. What happened to wanting to beat people?
Ryan in the North End. Ryan.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey, Ryan.
Average.
You know, can you ask a question? Besides the Golden State Warriors, who does LeBron James hate as a player more than anyone else in the NBA? It's
probably his own team right now.
Well, that's true, though. That's true. But I was going to say Kyrie Irving. So, like, what better way than to get into Kyrie Irving's head than to take a
follow
call
him.
Celtics? Like, there's no way. No, there's no way he's interested.
I like it. I do. You know I mean? Like it, Ryan.
Like, yeah?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yes.
Matthew in Framingham. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, I hope that he goes to L.A. Then we can have a real rivalry instead of all this crap. I hear all these Boston, so-called Boston fans saying they want to bring the king to Boston. What is this? He's supposed to be our rival, you know, like Durant. You can't beat him, join him. So is that what the city of Boston is now? We can't beat him, so let's join him?
He just
you know,
beat
I'd like
them.
To see him stay in the Eastern Conference so we could really, when we have all our young kids start to grow up, we got something good here.
Who beat who in the Eastern Conference?
It's been hammer and nail since 2010. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
LeBron's kicked the crap out of the Celtics.
Chugga-chugga dunk.
Yeah, I'm not saying, okay, yeah, exactly. So we want to kick the crap out of him. I agree. If LeBron did come here, yes, we'd probably win a couple championships. But is that how you
Oh, that sounds terrible, doesn't it? Oh, well, we'd probably win a couple of championships. Who wants that? The worst championships.
What is going on here?
What?
That was Felger Maz's intern calling from the hallway.
That just happened?
That just happened.
Fire
he was
him.
In here on the phone.
You fire him?
What the hell's going on?
He was
here?
On the phone. He screened the call while he was in the room.
Is that the palace coup?
He screened himself?
That's mad.
No, our intern screened the call while their intern was on the phone in the same room.
Oh, what a jackass.
He's probably outside smoking, calling in, sucking a butt.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Where did we get
that's an all-timer.
That's not allowed.
Colin, did you know that was him?
No clue.
Did you know that?
Look at him. Do you think he knows?
Did you know it was him?
Look at him.
Calling from the hallway. Did he know?
From the road. He thought he was from the road.
So we didn't know.
What are we going to do with him?
It's not our intern's fault. It's Felger Maz's intern's fault.
I blame their intern.
Do you think Jimmy Stewart will have words with him?
No.
Probably.
We'll find out.
He'll just stare at him. Creep him out. Jimmy Stewart or Jimmy Stewart the puppet? Puppet.
I'm committed to trying to get these last four calls in. I'm committed to
I don't know. I mean, he's
I want to push away. I do.
Two
I
out of the last three.
Now that we
crap.
Got people calling from our own hallway.
He just said, yeah, those aren't good calls either.
Jay in Dorchester.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We got a short Hi, Jay. Leash, Jay.
I got you. Have you guys heard about the whole trade for Jason Tatum, trade for Bo Bamba? Did you guys hear about
that? We're now trading Tatum for Bo Bamba.
Who's Bo Bamba?
He's a cousin of Mo Bamba.
Oh. Is he a
and
southern
a distant
version?
Cousin of Obama.
Now, wait a minute.
What is this?
If he was Mo Bamba's cousin and you're Bo Bamba, and say you live in Louisiana, do you spell B-E-A-U?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Like, if you said, go get him, like down in Louisiana, they say G-E-U-X, go get him.
Yeah. Kyle and Nashville.
Bo.
Kyle?
You two clowns.
Shut up.
Nice.
Disgrace.
Nice. You shut up.
Now let him talk.
How dare you?
This conversation. Are you kidding? He better go to L.A. Oh, my goodness gracious. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
What's this goodness gracious?
That was it?
Where's
yeah. That's all you got?
Whoopsie daisies.
Yeah. The only
what?
Two guys with a functioning brain over there. Come on.
Nice.
What the heck's the point of bringing him to Boston?
To win.
To win. Disgusting.
To win.
If he comes to Boston, I will purchase a ticket to the game, walk up, and puke on the court.
No, you
that
won't.
Is yeah.
No, you won't. You'll yeah. buy a LeBron jersey, and you'll yeah. be in the stands.
You'd have to.
He'll be going, chugga, chugga, choo, choo.
Dunk.
You'd have to buy a courtside seat to get down there.
Yeah. Now have fun with your $900 tickets when he comes here.
And can we get Billy Lanny in here with the megaphone and maybe do a train announcement? Now arriving on track number 4, LeBron James.
Yeah, doors open on both sides.
Tony, hey, Celtics fans, take the Green Team 23 train into North Station. The Green Team.
Anderson in Dorchester. Anderson?
Hey, just a quick scenario for you guys to imagine. I think if LeBron goes to Boston, I think he's better off coming off the bench.
Okay.
No.
No.
We committed. There's three. We got one more to do.
One more. Dan is in Salem. Dan.
Yo, I already bought Gordon Hayward and Kyrie their plane tickets, man.
Brilliant.
These guys are out of here. No, I mean, I think, you know.
Yep.
You gotta be kidding me with this.
Yep.
Today's takeaways are next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, time now for today's takeaways, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox, awaken180weightloss.com. You know, it's funny, talking about all this LeBron James stuff, you know, today. And we said, boy, look at all the green teamers, and green teamers resisting it. And, you know, I said, I want to see it for the NBC Sports Boston folk who've been hammering him, and guys like Cal Draper. Cal Draper put on Twitter, if LeBron James comes to Boston, he will instantaneously be more popular than Tom Brady.
I think he said it would rival Tom Brady.
The same thing. Like,
that was the word. He didn't say it would be better or more popular. He said his popularity would rival.
He's right.
Tom Brady's.
That's right. Two of the best in the world at what they do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what that would be.
Would he be bigger than Ortiz
both be
here?
Operating in the same team.
See, Ortiz had that tenure
same
here, though.
Same sports sphere.
Oh, my God. You have Tom Brady and LeBron James in
even,
the same
okay,
city.
Even if you, in your heart, you don't want to tell us that you want LeBron here.
Yeah.
You should at least admit deep down, Artie. You know that it would be good for
business.
Just good for us, man. It'd be great.
Have you ever seen Murray this excited to come in their
show?
I'd
love it. I'd love it to be able to just talk about LeBron all the time.
Murray's got the
everything
itches
that
over
he's
there.
Doing with the Celtics, everything he's saying.
All right, Murray.
Could rip him sometimes, praise him other times.
When have you ever seen Murray this happy?
You never lack for conversation when you've got LeBron James in it. Never do. So,
how
that's
people
that.
Turn.
Hardy, why don't you go first?
What do you got, Hardy?
Well, I have something that was presented to me as a case of a host not listening. Oh, but I'm gonna. You
which
watch.
Typically means you're not listening to one of your co-hosts.
That's generally what it means. But I'm gonna come to the defense of a certain co-host in this particular matter. Go ahead, Jim.
What's up?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, more minicamp today in Foxborough.
Yep, Dan Roach just had to run out of here. Get down here and do his cover it. Channel 4 obligations. You look refreshed today.
I do, don't I?
Boy, you had a lot of sleep last night, huh?
Sure did.
Woo! What did you do last night, Beano?
We're not doing that now.
We're not doing that
now? I went
to
the Sox game last night. Oh, great, okay. Great time.
Well,
next hour.
Hold on, Jim.
God, why do you do this? I start the show, I get to the Patriots, I'm about to talk about Rob Gronkowski.
You get to the Patriots.
And you're trying to derail it.
I didn't get to the Patriots.
I didn't? We didn't talk about minicamp continuing today, and you said Dan Roach is on his way out the door to go cover it?
Yeah, I guess that's...
Are you brain dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'm ready now. Let's go.
Oh, you're ready now.
Jim, start it over.
You're brain dead.
Okay. All right.
No.
All right.
No.
Now, did you really start Patriots, or did you just say...
Hi.
Minicamp, day two, kind of...
I was trying to talk about minicamp and day two on minicamp.
You were setting
I went right to the sports.
You were...
Because it was six past. It was 10:06.
I understand.
We got on late today. We have a short segment. We've got to set up what we are talking about.
Got to generate momentum.
Was to talk about Rob Gronkowski out of the gate.
All right, Captain Clock.
Adam Jones sets the table every night.
Yeah, you were setting the late breakfast, early lunch, the brunch table. You're setting the brunch table more so than you were actually starting the first topic.
IHOB. International House of Brunch.
Zoe knew the topic. He knew it was 10:06. And we got a talking to.
You can't expect him to know what time it is.
We got a talking to not so long ago about wasting time and dicking around in the first segment.
Do we get a talking to, or we get an email?
That's a talking to. That's how we communicate.
We got a good number that week.
Nothing wrong with that.
They're a good number.
Did we get an email?
I'm not worried about the number. I'm worried about doing a good job. I'm worried about doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Do your job. Do your job.
I don't feel that you had really started the topic and he derailed it. You made one statement. And
he's cutting me off saying, what are you doing last night? Oh, you got a lot of sleep. I can't believe you're defending him. You're an a-hole. You know that? You are.
Thanks,
you really are. I'm disappointed in you. First, you don't want LeBron, and now this.
Yeah.
You've had a bad day.
I've never seen Murray more excited.
You've had a bad day. I want you to go home. I want you to think about it.
Think I did poorly today? How was work? I had a bad day.
Not a bad day.
I think Jim Murray was hanging out with Rosie Palm in the car before he got in here. So, I mean, it's at least guy's smiling ear to ear.
We have that conversation at our dinner table from time to time.
Yeah.
Blondie will try and, you know, play June Cleaver and go around the table and say,
"How was your day?
One good thing about your day and one bad thing about your day."
I hate
many
that
times. You would, if you were no just talking. A fly on the wall, you would think my bad day was my 7-year-old's bad day. Because, or my good day for that matter. All right, Daddy, what was one good thing about your day? Well, nobody punched me today. What was one bad thing? One of my friends stuck a highlighter between his butt cheeks and doodled on the paper next to me. That was bad. That's generally how my good day, bad day goes.
How about this when you don't understand what the hell someone's saying because they just can't pronounce things?
Oh. At lunch or dinner, I could get like a meatloaf or a turkey dinner. Like they also serve that. So why not just make it IHOM? International House of Mills.
What are
why
Mills?
Just breakfast now? Mills.
Mills.
Like
Mills.
A sawmill?
No, Mills. M-E-A-L-S.
Oh,
Mills.
Mills. Okay.
International House of Mills.
Okay, I understand. What
the hell's wrong with you people? Seriously.
Mills.
A little Western PA. A little Western PA going on.
Mills.
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 Have a good meal. Hey, like YMCA says in the song.
Like water.
You could have a good drink. You could have a good meal.
You can do whatever you feel.
Yeah. Phil.
Or you can do Phil.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Our dads. Oh, my God.
I also learned today that Hardy can't say crayon. That's another one.
Crayons.
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 Take it around the room. Crayon as a 2-syllable
word.
Says crayon. Or crayons.
Crayons.
Felger's with me. Jim, what are you?
Crayon. Oh, where's my box of crayons?
Yeah, where are my crayons?
Crayon.
Crayon.
Crayon. Box of crayons.
It's a crayon.
It's like Worcester.
Worcester. Yeah. What does Worcester have to do with crayons?
Because it's not Worcester. It's Worcester.
Nope.
No, that's crayons. Not the same thing.
It is.
No, it is.
No, it's still...
No
matter how
in
you pronounce
mind,
Worcester, it's still
thing.
Two syllables. It,
you don't say Worcester, you say Worcester. Therefore, crayons are crayons. Okay. All right.
I understand what he's saying. So,
whatever you say.
Yep.
What else do we have?
A lot of excitement today over LeBron James. Here we go.
Boston. He's going to have a conversation with Boston.
The Celtics are on that list.
He brought up.
Strap yourself in, Hardy. It's the summer of LeBron. They're in.
I don't know why.
They're in on LeBron. They're in on him.
Look,
LeBron James.
So, LeBron signs, you're in.
Am I in?
I'm not.
Am I in?
Yeah, I'm not.
You're not in on what? LeBron James signing?
I'm in on LeBron. If he signs, I'm not coming in 4th of July week.
Oh, I'll come in.
I'm not coming
in. I will come in. I will come
just
right on
sure.
in.
Okay.
Wherever it is we are broadcasting
you and
from.
Jones. You and Jones.
I don't know where we'll be, but I'll be there, man. I will be there.
Chugga, chugga, choo-choo.
It is that the LeBron James train is pulling on into North Station. Thank you very much.
Just like the Jesus cards, man.
Summer of LeBron.
That building heading into Boston where the whales are painted all over the side of it. There's going to be all the little footprints of the basketball team walking
in
the sand.
So, in case you have no idea, it's that big building over by the old Herald that has the whales on the side of it. I believe it's still there.
It's still there.
It used to be painted with whales. Now it's like a printed graphic on the side of the building. It also, at one point, was the like a big Apple ad.
Yeah.
Remember when iPods were popular?
Right.
That was the iPod ad.
Right.
So, you want to put the big
I want to put
LeBron
all the little
James,
footprints in the sand.
Like the Witness banner from Cleveland. You want to put that on that building.
I want
on the
all
side
the little
93.
Footprints in the sand, and then there's that little single
footprint. No, we're not going with you. We're going to go with the same Nike poster they have in Cleveland, but just in a Celtics jersey. That's going to be the difference. They've already got the campaign. You don't need to figure out those details.
Because that's when LeBron carried you when there was only one set of footprints. Yeah. That's what gets him here. I'm telling you.
I think they should put LeBron with a Nike backpack and miniature other Celtics sticking their heads out of the backpack, like Tatum and Brown and Gordon Hayward. And it's like, hey, I'm here to carry the Celtics.
Yeah.
You know?
Transplants will win championships.
That will really crawl up the butt of people like Jim Lowe, who wants to enjoy the build.
Mount Rushmore. Hey, Mount Rushmore,
enjoy
Boston. Schilling came here to win a championship. Garnett. LeBron. Oh, this is great.
Chugga, chugga, choo-choo. Yeah. The inventor of that. Jim Murray is coming up.
Get on the train.
The train's pulling into town. LeBron's on his way. Felger and Maz coming your way next.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
International House of Mills.
What are
why
Mills?
Just breakfast now? Mills.
Mills. Like Mills. A sawmill?
No, Mills. M-E-A-L-S.
Oh,
Mills.
Mills. Okay.
International House of Mills.